Hello, welcome to Let the Bird Fly. This is kind of a little advertisement, actually, for some devotions that we are going to post on our website based on the ancient O antiphons. And so tomorrow, December 16th, we'll have posted a introduction to the O antiphons, and then starting on the December 17th all the way to the 23rd, there will be one devotion there, again, based on the O antiphons. And Peter, can they sign up for something like
that? Yeah, if you go to the website, letthebirdfly.com, there's a place where it says email list. Or let me pull it up here. I should have done this beforehand. But where you can sign up for our email lists, and there's a few different email lists we've got. And all it does is it just sends you an automated email when something new gets posted. And yeah, it's under subscribe on the website. You go to subscribe and then say subscribe to email lists. And you can subscribe for all of our posts, which will include devotions, or you can sign up just for devotions or just for episodes, whatever we'd like there.
Yeah, good. The old antiphons were little prayers that were used during the evening service of the day called Vespers after the Magnificat, Mary's song. And what they did leading up to Christmas, there are seven of them, they would highlight one Old Testament title for the coming Christ or Messiah. And so where the word O antiphon comes from, an antiphon is kind of like a verse or a refrain, something like that. And the O part comes from O Wisdom or O Emmanuel. And so the great O antiphons of Advent were the 7 days leading up to Christmas Eve, and they would highlight one Old Testament name. And those ones, I should just list them off
and just
right
before
away.
That, so the O is, that'll be the vocative O for the linguists out there, right? So if you're translating your Latin and you have a vocative case, you would translate it as O first to say like you're addressing them. So
Yes, nerd alert. All right. So here they are, and I'm not going to read them in Latin for Peter. We'll just do it in English. Wisdom, Lord or Adonai, Root of Jesse.
Oh, but you do Adonai all of a sudden, okay.
Yeah, well, shut up. Wisdom, Adonai, or Lord, Root of Jesse, Key of David, sometimes Radiant Dawn, but Day Spring's probably what we're used to in English translations in America. Then King and Emmanuel. And by the way, for those Latin nerds out there, the beginning of each of the Latin words, if you reverse them, and start from the back, so Emmanuel E, that spells arrow cross, which means tomorrow I will come. That's kind of a neat coincidence there, because this is all about asking Emmanuel to come. And to come the first time, if we're putting ourselves in the shoes of ancient Israel, but also to come again on the last day to take us to our heavenly home. And so all of these names kind of talk about Jesus Christ, and they're sort of chronological in order too. Wisdom, Adonai, Root of Jesse, Key of David, and through the Old Testament. Probably we could add even more. I don't think we should mess with the nice little Latin phrase that we have or mess with church history, but I always wanted to know how many titles or names or things we could come up with from the Old Testament, Jesus Christ, and start like September 15th. The great O antiphons of all year. Maybe a little bit too much, but it would be kind of neat to. I'm sure there's a list out there of all the names.
I went to a church once that had a banner with all the names for Jesus, and it was separated by Old Testament, New Testament.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah,
see,
like, you know, I mean, probably not all of the names, but a bunch of them.
We could do that, and probably if you messed around with it enough, you could probably find a Latin phrase too.
I'm sure.
So Serbian,
maybe we'd use a Serbian
phrase.
Yeah,
it could be anything. And then we would go, see, I always told you, right? That's allegory, Peter. That's the danger. That's a bad hermeneutic. So what we're going to do is we have some devotions that we've written out. Tomorrow on the 16th, we'll kind of explain the antiphons, and then we'll start with wisdom, and then we'll end up with Emmanuel, and hopefully highlighting something about Jesus Christ that comes from each of those names. Now, you've probably already noticed already that if you've been into church in December ever in your life, you probably heard the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. And those are based on the O antiphons, and a lot of our hymnals, they just have 3 or 4 or 5 verses. But there would have been 7 for each name too, and so maybe if you like that hymn, find the ones the verses that are missing in your hymnal on a website somewhere, and they're really great poetry. And then you can also find the prayers too. And we'll have the prayer verse and the hymn verse, of course, with each devotion. And so we welcome you to take a look at these O Antiphon devotions, share them widely. They're just a really cool thing in the craziness of this week before Christmas to kind of focus back on to the Messiah and put ourselves in the footsteps, the shoes of ancient Israel, because we are.
Because we are
waiting for him to come too. And we want this wisdom. We want this Lord that's going to order all things. We want this key of David that opens up heaven for us. And we want this day spring that gives us light. And we certainly want the King to rule all of us in justice and mercy. And then Emmanuel, God with us right now until that day comes, is a great Advent prayer and really a prayer for all seasons.
Yeah, and that's Emmanuel being the last. Oh, Emmanuel is the last one, correct? And that's great because that means God with us. And Mike already encouraged you, but encourage you again to share these with other people. Sign up for the email list so you'll get a reminder that they came. You'll actually have to click through to our website. Maybe I'll set something up so we can get them directly. But regardless, they're not very long, and they're being easy devotion to go through with your family. If you have kids, if you like to sing, if you're gifted that way, the hymn verse is right there. You know the melody, so you can sing it. It's a great thing to do just after dinner or in the morning whenever you do your devotion, if you do a daily devotion with your kids. So yeah, just an encouragement to do that. We hope it's something that people enjoy. It's something that the church has been doing for a very, very long time. So with that, I hope you enjoy your O Antiphons, your preface to Christmas here and Christmas. And remember, let the bird fly.
Every evening when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down. Came home last night all full of lush. My babe began to fuss and I said, honey, I don't care what